The early voting started today, October 22nd.
Early voting did start today.
What does someone need to do to vote early?
All you need to do is come into the voter registration office in the basement of the courthouse and bring some sort of ID. We are also doing early voting at Western in the Union.
Hours?
Hours. Hours at Western are 10 to 3. Doing it Monday through Thursday this week, Monday through Thursday of next week, which would be the, 22nd through the 25th of this week and the 29th through November 1st of next week at Western.
Go ahead.
Hours at our office are 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. We will be open Saturday the 27th from 9 to 12 and Saturday, November 3rd from 9 to 12.
All right, given that we're talking at about 10:30 on Monday morning, it's only 2.5 hours you've been open. I mean, are you seeing people show up, or is it too soon to say?
Yes, we had people there at 8 o'clock this morning. We have had a lot of voters already. You know, they changed a few years ago, so it is a no-excuse absentee. So the difference in early and absentee is not that great anymore. You can vote absentee just because you want to, and our absentee voting started September 27th. We've had quite a few voters already.
What do you attribute that to?
I think the longer that people are offered the early and absentee voting, the more convenient it gets, the more participation we have in it.
Does this give you a feeling for the turnout, you know, based on how many people are absentee or early voting? Does it give you a feel for what sort of turnout you might have for the election?
I think we'll have a very good turnout. We typically do have a very good turnout on presidential years. McDonough County will probably vote somewhere between 60% and 70%, which is probably 65% to 70%. I believe 4 years ago we voted 72 or 73.
And do you anticipate this will help alleviate some of the pressure on election day, and maybe you won't have long lines if there is a big turnout?
Yes, I do not think we will have lines for election day. Really, the only places that we have ever had lines are in the college precincts, and early voting at the university has just cured that problem.
Do you know, are you finding a lot of students are voting early, or is it faculty and staff, or is everyone in general, or can't you really say?
I can't really say yet. It's only been 45 minutes since we started. Typically, we get a lot of faculty and staff the first few days. It takes the students a little longer before they see us, and then they think, oh, we need to do that. We probably will have more students next week, but I have not been out there yet this morning, so I don't really know what they've done.
All right. Is this helpful to your office? Maybe a little extra work right now, but helpful when it comes down to election day?
It is a little extra work right now. It doesn't really change election day. At this point in time, we still have to have the same amount of judges in each precinct. We still have to have the same amount of precincts. They haven't changed the number of registered voters in those precincts. So at this point in time, it has not affected election day at all. We're open the same amount of hours. I can see in the future, if early voting continues to pick up, that maybe they may change some of the election day procedures.
I don't remember what I was going to ask. Is there anything you want to add about this while I try and think of what I was going to ask you?
Just remember to vote. Every vote counts.
Oh, do you, for the early voting, do you need to have a full slate of election judges at Western and downstairs?
No. I staff it with my office.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.